At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
This is John Batchelor, speaking with Professor Richard Epstein, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago, about the case of documents at Mar-a-Lago brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith. The news is that Judge Eileen Cannon has now thrown out the whole case. So if it's to continue, they must start again, Richard tells me. Throws it out because the ruling is that Special Counsel Jack Smith was improperly appointed. Richard explains that at length, and then he takes on a larger picture of the dare to go after a president, either in office or after office, and how difficult that is, the task ahead, and how difficult it will be for Mr. Smith to maintain his momentum over the years that it might take. Here's Richard Epstein judging Jack Smith, following Judge Cannon pushing the case of the documents completely out of court, thrown out of court, dismissed. Richard Epstein, more of this tonight.
Well, I think that's a mistake. I mean, look, one of the things that happens is the moment you go after a present or former president, you are really pushing the limits. This has never been done before in our history. And to go out on one limb and then to go out on a second limb over the first limb and then to go out on a third limb is even crazier. So what you do is you have them bringing very weak charges. Then you have them having very weak statutory authorization. And what you should do is you should only bring those suits in which the procedures are absolutely impeccable and the evidence that you have is extremely firm. And this just doesn't seem to have done. I mean, there are many people who start to say, aha, we have to have these trials because impeachment is a political act. Well, it turns out these trials are political acts as well, and they take much longer to undertake than any impeachment hearing in the Senate, which runs under a very different set of rules, but also counts as a trial with limited effect. If guilty, what happens is you could then be tried in civil court. And if innocent, I regard that as being res judicata, that is final judgment in the case, which means that you can't sue him again for the same offense anywhere else. That double jeopardy issue is still lurking behind all of these other things. Judge Chutkan in the District of Columbia Circuit, rather District Court, she said it was a wrong defense. I think she was probably incorrect about all of that. But that's another huge piece of uncharted territory. What's happened in this case is the Democrats are running against the clock because instead of trying to get down to meat and potatoes, they've gone off for all these exotic kinds of moves, and they seem to have backfired against them. They have not handled this correctly as a matter of politics, not handled it correctly as a matter of judicial administration. I have no idea what Mr. Garland is up to or what he's about, but he has been the greatest disappointment as Attorney General that anybody could have imagined.